As you can tell, we have a jam-packed call for this Wednesday evening's faculty training teleseminar, and I sort of had a suspicion that that would be the case. For those of you that are here for the very first time, we want to welcome you to our family. And for those of you that tune in regularly, my gosh, welcome back. It's great to have you. My name is Scott Dennison. I am the Director of Education, and I live in Orlando, Florida. We finally reached the nicest time of year here. It's just beautiful under this full moon tonight. Success University is the number one most visited personal development website on the Internet, and we've designed this call with one thing in mind, and that is to make you more successful. As you know, this call is 100% free. It is open to the public, and we encourage you to not only listen for yourself, but to feel free to invite anyone you know that might want to learn how to be more successful in their business or in their life to join us on this call every Wednesday. We hold the teleseminar each and every Wednesday night, same time, same dial-in number, so please mark this in your calendar so you can join in every single week. You're going to have a chance to listen to some of the top speakers, trainers, and authors in the personal development industry. When we brought our speaker tonight to the call just about a year ago, I don't remember a time since or before that we've gotten quite as much email about the impact of that call. We have an incredibly special, special speaker tonight. And being that I'm a student of personal development myself, have been for many, many years, and have literally reinvented my life, I was humbled to hear her story. We've got tonight Dr. Ellie Drake, who's returning to the Success University line for the first time in almost a year. She's got an incredibly busy schedule. This woman has burst on the scene as an inspirational speaker from a series of seven-figure successes, and she's got a number of businesses. Ellie Drake is in demand because her message speaks to all these different kinds of groups. She inspires entrepreneurs and empowers women. Her message is an inspiration to Fortune 500 executives and is motivational to budding business owners like yourselves taking the first steps on a path toward prosperity. Her deep understanding of the keys to success combined with her heartfelt compassion elicits a genuine reaction in everyone who attends her seminars. I have heard reports of people just absolutely being in tears over the emotions that she elicits in her speech. She is a savvy businesswoman. There's no doubt about that. She's an in-demand inspirational speaker. She's a doctor and an inspiration to men and women all over the globe. She truly is a multidimensional success. Ellie maintains a demanding schedule of personal appearances as well as a series of websites, each offering all kinds of valuable insights, newsletters, and products designed to help people like yourself to achieve their personal the best. As an immigrant to the United States, Ellie Drake has found inspiration in the American dream, and over the past 15 years, she's become living proof of the power that exists in that dream. Ellie, are you with us?
I am here. Thank you very much for having me.
It is just a delight and an honor to turn the stage over to you and to ask you to just to cut loose and share with us your very best. Everybody's been waiting a year to hear you come back, so welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be back here. Good evening to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. It is great to be here to share the next 45 minutes or so with you, and I am excited to have this opportunity to perhaps, share with you a little bit about what has inspired me, and in that I hope that you find something that inspires you and that you can take a gem or a pearl and apply it to your life and your business tomorrow, this week, this month, and beyond. And I'd like to say a special hello to my friend Tricia Smith on the call. It was great hearing your voice. Okay, fabulous. So let me go ahead and share with you a little bit about my journey, just a few minutes, and then we'll go ahead and get a bit deeper into information and knowledge that I know, if you apply, will assist you to get to the next level in your life. And, of course, I love the name of your program, the name of your company, Success University, because, just that name tells me, and, of course, it has told you already that in order for us to change, to create something different in our lives, to attract a different level of abundance, that's what we have to do. We have to change. And it's always interesting when people say, well, you know what, I'll change when I, you know, I'm going to make some money first and then I'll pay attention to changing. Or, you know, I didn't join this industry, you know, to change or to become better. I just wanted to make more money. And unfortunately, these are the type of people that will stay at the same place, a place of stagnation, or even go backward. And to me, the more easy way or doing it with ease would be to say, okay, absolutely, I want to create the next level of income or the next level of abundance. I also understand that there probably is no six or seven figure income earner that has become a self-made millionaire, someone who has become successful on their own from ground zero, who has not had to change at many different levels, actually, in many different levels. And I'd like to share some of that with you, but this is a process that's fulfilling. It's not something that's arduous. It's a process that's actually fulfilling. That's why I have the statement that says it's easier done than said, because, and that's the reverse, and I'm not making a mistake because I'm an immigrant. It is easier done than said, because the burden of wasted potential is indeed the biggest burden of all. And so by the end of this call, you're going to get a level of information that you can say, okay, this was right brain information, that was left brain information, and combine the two together, you'll get a nice balance of information and inspiration that when you apply, it will assist you to become someone that's growing from inside out and also attracting the next level of abundance, and yes, that includes financial abundance as well. So I'm looking forward to doing that with you this evening. Before that, like I shared with you, let me tell you a little bit about my story. So you've picked up on my accent already, because 16 years ago I came to America with very little English and a very, very heavy accent, 16 and a half years ago now. And I came here to America with what I call a light load and a lofty dream. And when I landed in America, you know, I felt so fortunate and so blessed, because I knew that this was the beginning of the rest of my life. I came from a country that did not allow me to have choices, and a country that, you know, put me along with millions of other people in a box, and it wasn't a cardboard box, it was a concrete box. And you weren't able to get out of this, to be able to dream and to be able to have choices. And so to come to America, a place where I felt like I could fly like an eagle, and this country and the opportunities in this country would be the wind beneath my wings, was something that was tremendous for me. And I felt like, you know what, now that I've had the absolute blessing of landing in this amazing country or this part of the world, and of course if you're from Canada or the free world I'm talking about, yet, you know, my passion, I'm talking right now about America because that's been my experience over the last 16 and a half years. And so I knew that now that I have landed here, I'm going to do something, you know, special with my life, and I'm going to get out of the way and I'm going to become successful. And for me, I decided that success was going to mean external success and internal fulfillment at the same time. I said to myself, you know what, if I'm going to go through this journey and keep on letting go and peeling off these external layers that I know are probably getting in my way, and letting go of these blocks and resistances and becoming the person that I am meant to be, and then attracting success and becoming successful and, let's say, becoming a millionaire, then, you know, when I get to the top of that ladder, as an expression, you know, that we use here, then my ladder better be leaning against the right tower, not the wrong tower. And so I want external success and internal fulfillment at the same time. So I wanted to make sure that, you know what, I had both of those at the same time. And that for me means doing what I love, loving what I do, being able to make a difference. It's the be, have, and give that I was after. And that's what I wanted to create in my life. Now, my parents said to me 16 and a half years ago, they said, you know what, Ellie, we've come here, we speak no English, we're going to have two or three jobs a day, and, you know, we're going to have no retirement plan, So you better become a doctor because you're going to be our retirement plan. And they weren't kidding either. And so I thought, okay, well, all right. So, you know, becoming a doctor, that's cool. I'll become a doctor. So I went to school to become a doctor, and 3 years before graduating as a healthcare professional, I was sitting in class one day, and I started feeling something. I started saying, you know, feeling like, is this really what I want to do? Is this really, you know, my purpose, my vision? Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Yeah, it'll be great to be able to prevent dis-ease or disease, but I'd rather create ease. You know, I don't want to have a practice and know that the bigger my practice gets, the more it would own me, or have to deal with insurance companies, or, you know, I feel like I can assist people on a different level. And for me, there was something inside of me, and it was that sense of, you know, being an entrepreneur that I didn't even know, you know, I had. And, you know, as you know already, as you've heard, as you've implemented in your life already, whatever you think about, you will feel, and whatever you feel, you will attract, or at least some of that, okay? So that thought made a feeling. That feeling then brought a confirmation into my life a few days later, and someone, a few days later, after having that initial thought, someone gave me a videotape, and they said, you know, watch this videotape, and you're going to, you just got to watch this videotape. So I watched that videotape, and it was an introduction to the home-based business industry, in particular network marketing, and I had no idea what I was watching. I watched that video for 45 minutes, and at the end of it, you know, all I got from it was I didn't understand the details. I didn't even know what network marketing, residual income, home-based business industry, nothing like that. I didn't know any of that. But one thing that I got from it was a feeling of inspiration, a feeling of enthusiasm, that sense of passion that I thought I was missing in school a few days prior, all of a sudden sort of rekindled within me. And I thought, you know what? And it happened because I actually saw some testimonials on that video. People saying, yeah, we have a life by design, you know, we were able to do this and that and be able to really, you know, create our own reality the way that we wanted. And I thought, yeah, this is really great. And you know, what is this? And so I called the person who had given me this videotape, and I said, you know, I have no idea what this is, but can I join you? And this person said, of course. And so that was about 12 years ago. So I went ahead and joined this company, and this was 3 years prior to graduating as a doctor. Then I graduated as a doctor, $150,000 in student loan debt, and I came home and I told my parents, thank you so much for bringing me to America. Here is my gift back to you. It's my diploma. Do whatever you want with it. I love you. But you know what? I've got this entrepreneurial spirit that's awakened within me, and I don't want to practice as a doctor. I want to actually go ahead and continue on being an entrepreneur. I want to be a network marketer full-time instead of practicing as a doctor. And I know some of you hearing me for the first time, you're going, what? Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And they thought I was nuts. They thought I was crazy. They were, you know, really just saying some things that I can't even say on the phone to you. And so, you know, they absolutely thought I had lost my mind. And they actually said things like, you know, we thought you were smart. We were proud of you. I mean, what has happened to you? And I'd heard in this industry that you've got one life to live, and if you live it correctly, once is enough. And I thought, okay, well, you want to protect me, but you're not within me, so let me go ahead and make that decision for myself. And if I fall flat on my face, I'll get up, shake it off, and go on. But at least I'll know that I did it, or I gave it my absolute best. Not even a try, but my absolute best. And that's what I strive to do, give it my absolute best. And I had to learn some things, and I had to grow, and I had to really understand that success was an internal and an external process. And that most often people go externally to try to get it or to try to make it happen, but they're not growing internally, and therefore they're working harder rather than creating smarter. And so often people also grow internally, but they don't go externally. And you can grow all you want, but if you're not putting your emotion into motion, you know, you're growing internally, but you're not taking action, then you're not going to be attracting the next level either. So I had to learn a balance of both, and I got to tell you, at one point, in many points actually, and those points still occur, you know, I felt like, you know, I was a rubber band, and I kept getting stretched and stretched and stretched out of myself into an expanded sense of self for myself. And you know, when you stretch a rubber band, one end of it, you know, says, "Let me go, so I can come back to my original place, because this is too difficult, this is uncomfortable." And the comfort zone is the familiar zone, and I rather be uncomfortable but be in the zone of familiar. But I kept on stretching that rubber band, because now I had the dream inside of me, and you know what, I'd come out of a cocoon, and now to go back into it, I had to snip those wings as a butterfly, and I didn't want to do that, even though at times it seemed convenient to do so. So I allowed myself to keep on stretching. And you know what, you keep stretching that rubber band and you're consistently stretching it, then when you let go of it at one point, it'll come back a little bit, but not all the way to its original place, if you've given it a gradual stretch time, okay? And so it won't come back all the way to its original place, and that's what happened with me. And so, you know, I kept on growing. As I grew internally, I also started acting or taking action externally, and the two together really, you know, started bringing a new level of fulfillment and a new level of leadership and a new level of success, to a point where, you know, one day when I came home and I told my parents that I had just made my first $20,000 per month check, that's when they started shifting. And as you and I both know, shift happens, doesn't it? And so that's when they started shifting. And they said, "Wait a minute, you mean you just made $20,000 this month, and this is the type of income that can keep on growing because you are not just exchanging time for money, and you know, you are building this as a team?" And I said, "Absolutely, it can keep on growing." And it was at one point where my father said, "Ellie, I have to tell you, you are so smart. You must have gotten your brains from me." And my mom said, "Are you kidding? If she had gotten her brains from you, she would have been practicing right now." And then that was a confirmation of all the times I'd heard, you know what, when you become successful, then people on some level, even the ones that love you, are going to want to take credit for it. And that's fine too, because there is enough of that to go around. But I've got to tell you, I've had an amazing journey. In this journey, for instance, I remember the first time I walked across the stage. It was at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. I believe it was in 1997. And it was my first time. My knees were shaking. They gave me a microphone and they said, "Ellie, you know, say something. We've seen your leadership. Yeah, you're not making that much money yet, but give a testimonial. You know, you seem to be someone who really wants to go forward." And I remember holding that handheld microphone in my hand and my knees were shaking. And what I said at that point wasn't really planned or scripted or anything. I said, "You know, I don't know. I just want to become successful." At that time, remember, I was still going to school. I said, "I just want to become successful so that when I, when I graduate as a doctor, then I don't have to practice, and then I can take a trip for 6 months to Hawaii maybe," and then the audience laughed. And then I said, "You know, I can then wake up maybe 10 o'clock in the morning every morning because I don't have to wake up to an alarm clock," and then the audience laughed again. And then I said, "At the same time, I also want to, you know, at one point tell my parents, 'Mom, Dad, you don't have to work anymore because you've had two or three jobs a day each, and you know what, now, you know, you can retire and I can take care of you.'" And then this time the audience said, "Oh." And I said, "Well, that's what I want to do. That's why I'm doing this business." And that's what I thought was my purpose. But, you know, your purpose, your sense of vision is something that always evolves. As you grow, it evolves also. Or maybe it's just waiting for you to grow to introduce you or give you the next level of clarity for what may be awaiting you. And either way, it's okay. Now, one of the things people say is, "Ellie, it seems like, you know, you had a sense of vision or a sense of purpose, but I don't know what that is for me." And my response is, make it a smaller problem. The moment you make it a smaller problem and you allow yourself to be in the moment, and this moment and what you do today becomes your sense of vision and sense of purpose, then you are well on your way. But as long as you are waiting for some sort of clarity before you make a commitment, then that's not going to come, because clarity comes after genuine commitment has already been made. And so, and I say that story to you because at one point I realized, you know, I graduated as a doctor. The only thing that didn't occur in that statement is I didn't go to Hawaii for 6 months, because when I graduated as a doctor, a few years later I was building my business and I had to, you know, still keep on, you know, creating that 211 degrees where you have enough heat to boil an egg, all the way to 212 degrees when you have enough steam to actually propel a locomotive. One degree difference, that's called momentum. So I had to create that 1 degree difference. So, no, I didn't take a vacation to Hawaii for 6 months by choice. But, you know, what happened was at one point I said to myself, wait a minute, why am I waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning every day? You know, like, you know, I'll tell you, you know, I stay up late at night because I create late at night and my child goes to sleep. And, you know, so often I come back into my office and, you know, till 2 o'clock in the morning I'm in the creativity mode and I can be, you know, writing and doing different things or recording myself and things like that. But at one point a few years ago I said to myself, why am I waking up 10 o'clock in the morning? And then it hit me, oh, because that was my intention. And so now I've got to have a new intention. Okay, let's set a new intention. And so I negotiated with myself and I said, how about 9? So anyhow, and also what happened in that was that I also was able to, very blessed and fortunate, to be able to, after a while of creating some successes, I was able to tell my parents that they didn't have to work anymore. As a matter of fact, they just last year gave my father a Hummer, for a 2007 Hummer, for his birthday, because that's what he wanted. And then I felt a little bad because, you know, all the green stuff and the environment and everything, and now I'm contributing to the stuff in the environment by giving my father a Hummer. And so I opened the foundation to plant trees. And so planted, you know, 1,500 trees since I bought the Hummer. So, you know, it's about balance, isn't it? It's about balance, and that's called creating and co-creating a life by design. So, you know, it's something that really is amazing when you look at this industry and you look at the opportunities you have ahead of you, you'll realize that what it requires is actually 3 fundamental things. And I'd like to go over those 3 things with you tonight. So for me, when I really look back at my experience, there were 3 things that I developed within me. The 3 things, and then I'm going to go into depth when it comes to each one of them. The 3 things. Number 1, inspiration. Number 2, learning the principle of manifesting or attracting, or you may call it making it happen or creating, whatever. So let's just say attracting. So the second one is attracting, and then the third one is savvy or skill. And so these 3 were the 3 fundamentals I had to really develop within me: inspiration, attracting, and savvy. And when I look at each area, I realize that if one is missing, the other one will suffer. Because if you're not inspired, you're definitely not going to have enough enthusiasm to go ahead and, you know, learn skill or become a more savvy entrepreneur. You know, if you don't know how to attract or how to manifest or how to create or how to develop or how to lead, then you're not going to have enough inspiration to do other things either. So they each come together, and one missing will make the other suffer. So once again, inspiration, learning how to attract with ease, I call it, attracting with ease, because the process doesn't have to be a struggle. At one point I thought, you know, in my journey I was driving over the speed limit with my brakes on, and it was a struggle. And I realized, wait a minute, I am spending so many of my attention and intention units, because, you know, you get up on a daily basis, whatever time you get up till the time you go to sleep, you are given a certain number of attention or intention units. Okay, so let's say you get up and you've got 100 attention units. Well, where are you dedicating those attention units? And what are you giving those attention units to? If you're giving 10 attention units to the person who hung up the phone on you when you were prospecting them, or 15 attention units to what happened 20 years ago that you're still not letting go of every day, then, you know, you are taking away from those attention units, or you are making withdrawals from this bank, And, you know, most people, when you really look at it, when it comes to our attention or intention units, most people on a daily basis are emotionally bankrupt or emotionally in deficit, or they don't have that type of energetic capital inside of them, inside of that energetic emotional bank account. And to create or attract prosperity, to attract prosperity into your life, you require to exchange something for it. And the law of fair exchange says that in order for you to attract prosperity, you've got to exchange with something. Of course, you've got to exchange with a service. That's a good service. But at the same time, you have to have that energetic capital that's inside that you have created that you require to exchange for prosperity. Because who can purchase, let's say, prosperity with the mentality of lack? Or who can, you know, give lack or desperation in exchange for inspiration? It just doesn't happen that way. And so I had to learn that when it comes to these three principles. So inspiration, attracting with ease, because it's not a struggle and it's a decision, and then skill and savvy. So let's talk about inspiration first. Now, for me, inspiration is a much, much deeper process than motivation. Because I've been motivated plenty of times, and then, you know, I'd rather me and you be motivated than not to be, of course. Motivation is a good thing. But I've realized that motivation is sort of like, you know, we require motivation if we are on a football field and we want to win a game that only takes 2 hours or a day, you know, and we're going to be in that state of motivation. But it's that inspiration that makes that person that's playing the football, and I don't know what they're called, but whatever they're called, it's inspiration that allows them to go ahead and develop the skills in between. And so motivation is something that's a little bit more temporary. And really, as an entrepreneur, we don't require that much motivation because we're not ever, you know, playing football or playing or you know, wrestling or anything like that. We are connecting, influencing, and, you know, motivation might be too much motivation, too much overexcitement, too much elation may actually make you a little anxious. And that actually gets in the way of you connecting as you go, or connecting with prospects, or leading as you go about your business. So as an entrepreneur, you require inspiration. Now, what's inspiration? We talk about, okay, well, motivation is different from inspiration. So let's talk about it. What is inspiration? When I really look at my journey over the last 12 years, for me, inspiration has four levels to it, or four different ingredients. Let's call inspiration a recipe. Within the recipe of inspiration, there are four ingredients. Now, once again, each one of these ingredients are required, because if there's one ingredient that's missing, then your recipe will be too bitter or sour or salty. And so you require all four ingredients for that feeling of well-being that comes from your recipe. So what are the four ingredients of inspiration? And as I say these to you, you're probably going to think, well, this is really simple. The answer is absolutely, you are right. It is very simple. The question, however, is that are you implementing it even though it's very simple? You know, a lot of times we think about things on an intellectual level. We go, yeah, I got that. That makes sense. But did we really get it on an emotional level? Are we really implementing it? Is it really a part of our everyday life, or is it just sort of knowledge in the back of our mind in a closet, and when we require it, we go, yeah, it's there, I know. Or is it something that I'm implementing every day? So that's my question to you. Are you implementing these four components even though they are very simple? What are the four components? They all start with an L. Learn, laugh, love, and legacy. Learn, laugh, love, and legacy. These are the four components of inspiration. Let's talk about it. Inspiration requires that on a daily basis you learn, because if we don't learn, we either stay where we are or we actually go backward. Now, I'm not talking about going to the library or, you know, sitting and listening to a conference call 10 hours a day. No, but I am talking about learning something. It could be learning something from your own circumstances. It could be learning something from the guy or the gal that, you know, pulls in front of you in traffic. And rather than you honking the horn unconsciously, you just take a breath and say, that's okay, they must be in a hurry. And you play the understanding game, for instance. And so, or it could be that you're on this conference call and you're making some notes and you take one thing and you implement it tomorrow and you learn. So learning is not just knowledge, it is implementation of that knowledge. And when you implement just a little something on a daily basis, which doesn't take, you know, any time out of your schedule, as a matter of fact, it probably contributes to the spaciousness and to the amount of time you have, you know, on a daily basis. Because by learning, you probably are not wasting your time as much because you're implementing. So when you learn something on a daily basis, then you're contributing to the recipe of inspiration. Okay, what's another one? Laugh. Now, it's not just laugh or, you know, because, you know, laughter, we have different types of laughter. We have sarcastic laughter where we are like, you know, sarcastic, and that's really not laughter. Or we have deflective laughter, like, you know, years ago when I used to get uncomfortable, you know, in my own skin and somebody would say something, you know, I would giggle, but it would be like a shield in front of me, and this shield would be a deflection of what they had said because I wasn't comfortable with myself or being in that situation. And so that's really not what I'm talking about either. I'm talking about, you know, the most potent form of humor, which is called joy, which, you know, we call laughing also. Now, why do I say this? It's so important. So often we think about it because it's something that's so natural, but we don't tap into it. Years ago, I heard something from a mentor of mine, and they said, you know, you'll be laughing at whatever, most of the things that are occurring in your life right now, you'll be laughing at them 2 to 5 years from now anyway. So you might as well laugh at them now. And I thought, okay, well, that's a good enough thing. And then I started learning something that was a little bit more deeper than that. I realized that laughter instantaneously raises your vibration. You can't try this. You cannot be angry and laugh at the same time. Now, it might just seem like, well, I can't be angry and laugh at the same time, so it's sort of like a theory, but it's actually, if you look at it, it's scientifically something that's fascinating, because anger or resentment or fear, they all have a certain frequency that are lower than the frequency of laughter, which is joy. And the moment you laugh with the essence of which is joy, what happens is you move out of whatever that frequency was into a much higher frequency. In essence, you will neutralize the acidity of the moment when it comes to your emotions. And this is great, because when you tap into these higher frequency emotions and you feel better, your intent actually becomes more powerful. Your intention is now more powerful. And intention, as you know already, or as you've started to realize, is very powerful. So whatever you are intending, unconsciously or consciously, you are creating. Maybe that manifestation is not coming into your life right now, but you are contributing to it, and that's absolutely the truth. And so when you tap into, for instance, you know, somebody hangs up the phone, you're not going to laugh sarcastically or deflective in a deflective way, but you just take a breath and you go, it's all good. And you actually, you know, whatever, you know, it's called a pattern interrupt. You can hold a tune, you can jump up and down, you can laugh at a little joke that you remember. In that moment, you interrupt the pattern, your subconscious wires change, and therefore you come from an unconscious place where maybe you were, you know, a bit self-conscious into a place which is a whole lot more conscious, and now you are conscious of self versus being self-conscious. And so it's important for you to realize that is so important when it comes to your everyday life. And by just doing that, you'll start, you know, training yourself how to be a more inspired leader and how to be a more inspired individual. And inspired people attract inspired people also. And so it's something that you certainly want to pay attention to. Okay, let's go to the third component of inspiration, which is love. Well, we all know what that is. We are, you know, it is inside of us all. But the reason why I say that, it's not necessarily, I'm not necessarily saying go around telling people you love them. You know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about holding, although you can do that, but I'm talking about holding that space, holding that space that's less judgmental and a bit more loving. And it starts with you and your situation. It starts with you and your business. And so you look at your circumstances with a little bit less judgment, with a little bit less criticism, and you come from a space that's a little bit more loving. And that more loving space once again does the same thing as we talked about with laughter, but then that also really contributes to you being a little bit more inspired. For instance, you know, I can be talking to someone one of my staff members, and, you know, I can say to them boldly that something that they are doing perhaps is not working, and, you know, they've got to enhance or modify either their mental capacity or mental behavior or their skill. And I can be bold, and I can say that to them, but at the same time, I can come from a more loving space than a critical, judgmental space. Even though I sound bold, but I can have a loving space that I am coming from. And if you start implementing that with your team, if you can start implementing that with your family and with your prospects, you'll realize a whole new shift that will start occurring, and that's something that will be very inspiring, not only to yourself, but also to the people that are around you and the people that are going to want to be around you because of that. Okay, another component of inspiration is legacy. This is a biggie. This is huge. Because I'll tell you, without this component, I think I may have quit in this industry. I think I may have quit years ago. And you go, really? Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I've gone through ups and downs, and I've gone through, you know, many challenges. At one point, I was not just $150,000 in student loan debt, but also $115,000 in credit card debt. And believe me, it wasn't because I bought shoes. You know, I made some bad decisions and investments, and, you know, I got to that point. As a matter of fact, when I was going to marry my husband, Charlie, you know, we were driving to North Carolina from Atlanta, and I thought, you know what, I should be telling him this before I get married. You know, I should tell him that I've got, you know, 150 and 115 extra in credit card debt, so this much debt. So I think I should tell him before we get married. And so I told him that, and he looked at me so lovingly, and he said, because of the part of the world I come from, he said, I thought you're supposed to come with a dowry, not debt. And anyway, that's an inside joke. So, you know, so legacy. So going back to what I was sharing with you, and that is that if it weren't because of this legacy, I think I would have allowed the circumstances to overwhelm me and probably quit on my dreams and visions before I had given it enough time to mature and to come to that next level where it would have blossomed. And what is legacy? So legacy, of course, you know that it's, you know, a legacy. Many people say they want to leave a legacy for their children, their family. A legacy is something that's beyond you. So, you know, if I were doing my business only to pay off my credit card, you know, the one credit card I had, then to me, and I don't know about you, but to me that wouldn't be enough. You know, to me that would be okay, fine, you know, but, you know, that's really not inspiring. It's not that ingredient of inspiration. I've got to have something that's a little bit above and beyond that. And so for me, when I was, you know, doing network marketing for many years in a home-based business industry, my sense of legacy was that, you know, I wanted to get to that next level, you know, that legacy, that vision, that purpose. I wanted to become a speaker. You know, I wanted to be able to go ahead and inspire other people. In fact, I felt like I could go ahead and do the speak and inspire people, you know, until I was, you know, 90 years old, hopefully, and then say, okay, I've done it, I'm done, and, you know, this was my legacy. So the way I've lived my life is what I feel, you know, is my legacy. So some people say, no, my legacy is that I want to, you know, do this for others, or my legacy is that I want to, you know, do this for my children. And so, you know, it's important for you to realize, you know, what is that sense of legacy, because you want to awaken that. And remember, make it a smaller problem if you don't know exactly what that is, but begin with that idea that you are open to it. And that will assist you to have that ingredient for inspiration. So inspiration was one of those fundamentals. The four things: learn, laugh, love, and legacy. And you require each one, because if one ingredient is missing, your formula and your recipe will not be that recipe that you're looking for. It won't be inspiration. It will be missing something. Most people's recipe, by the way, is desperation because it's missing almost all of those. Okay, let's go on to the second one. The second fundamental was, as I shared with you, attracting. Now, you know what? We've heard so many things about attracting, and I'm going to give you my own formula that's a simple formula, and I feel like, you know, we all can pay attention to this. So for me, attracting has two ingredients. The two ingredients of attracting are motion and emotion. So the two ingredients of attracting are motion, or, you know, moving or action, so we call it motion, and then emotion, which is how we feel. So let's talk about motion. When it comes to attracting, so often people think, you know, well, as long as, you know, I'm thinking about the right things, I'm visualizing them, and then, you know, I should be having them. And then 2 months later, how come I didn't have that million-dollar house? How come I didn't get the car? You know, how come I didn't attract it? And it's an interesting ego-based definition of attracting. Attracting is something that, you know, it's a law, it's a principle that you can use as a tool. It's not a way of living, you know, but it's a principle or a tool that you can certainly, you know, use as you are going to create the next level in your life. So once again, you can have all the affirmations, and you can say all the things that you want to say on a daily basis. You can wake up 10 times and, I mean, you can wake up in the morning and 10 times say, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. And that would be your affirmation, but then take no action and it's not going to happen. They probably will come and take your house away. Okay, so it's important to realize that the two ingredients are motion and emotion. And they have to be respected. And so, yes, I'm going to have the right motion with the right emotion. Okay, let's talk about motion, and we'll go a little bit deeper. Do you know what the challenge is with people taking action? The reason why us human beings don't take consistent action is because we are attached to the outcome. The reason why we do not take consistent action is because we are attached to the outcome. And because as human beings, one part of us is not, you know, we are not naturally patient, and we have to develop more patience within us. And, you know, naturally, once again, we have, a lot of us have learned, you know, society and so forth, to have microwave mentality. You know, we want things fast. You know, therefore, you know, I put something in motion, I start taking action, I want results in a month, in 2 months, in 6 months, I give myself a deadline. That's an interesting one. I'm going to give myself 6 months to make it. Wow, it's like having something around your neck that's like choking you every day. That's not going to work. That's not inspiring. And so I'm not into deadlines at all. I am not into outcome at all. I am into what am I doing today? How am I being today? The emotion and the motion of today is what I pay attention to. Now, the interesting thing is that if you bring that sense of detachment from the outcome, so, okay, for instance, if I want to, I'm just going to use an example, if I want to lose 10 pounds, most people say, well, I'm going to lose 2 pounds a week. And then, you know, I go and it's like day number three in week number one, and I haven't lost anything. And then I go, I have to lose 2 pounds. I've got two more days to lose 2 pounds. And then the last day, I'm so frustrated that I order a large pizza and eat it all by myself because I'm attached to the outcome. And when the outcome is not in momentum due to the way, you know, or according to my expectation, then I get frustrated and I actually do something that takes me backward. Or you may say, well, I want to sign up 5 people a month or 10 people a month. This month I'm going to bring 5 people into my business. And then you go and then week number two or week number three, you haven't brought anyone into your business. And then you go, I've got 2 weeks left. What's going to happen? Am I going to bring 5 people into my business? You get frustrated and you give up because you've been attached to the outcome. Now, I say you give up because, you know, many of us don't give up. We don't quit literally and leave. But so many of us give up emotionally and check out. And it's the same thing. You can be here. You can be sitting on the right track. But if you don't move, you may get run over. And so what you do is, you know, a lot of us, once again, we are here, but are we really here? That's the question. So when you allow yourself to be detached from the outcome, you say, you know what, it's not about how many people I'm going to sign up at the end of the month. Yeah, maybe my intention is to sign up 5 people. Now I'm going to let it go. On a daily basis, my job is to connect with 3 or 4 people. On a weekly basis, my job is to have 5, 10, 15 presentations. Or, you know, so you come back to things you can manage, because let's say today your goal was not to sign up someone because you can't manage that. You can't, you know, this is the only time I like to use the word control. You can't control the outcome. You can't control how many people you can sign up in a day. But what you can manage is how many people you can talk to in a day. And so if it's 11:30 at night and you've only talked to, you know, 5 people and you want to talk to 6, then you can call, you know, Hawaii and it'll be afternoon their time and you can get someone else. So you see, you can manage that better. And so when we detach ourselves from the outcome and we allow ourselves to go into the daily activity with the right type of emotion while taking motion, then we are contributing to attracting. Now, with emotion, I've already talked about that. I don't even have to say anything with emotion, because emotion requires that you be inspired. We've already talked about inspiration. So if you're inspired, then you have the right type of emotion. If you're not inspired, you've got the wrong type of emotion. And if you have every one of those ingredients that I talked about, the 4 L's, then you're inspired and you have the right type of emotion on a daily basis. Now you say, do I have to do this every day for the rest of my life and make a decision for the rest of my life? And I would say no. That would be too big of a decision for us human beings. What you want to do is you want to make a decision for today. And then tomorrow you want to renew that decision, because most people make a decision for the next 2 years and then they put it on autopilot. They forget about it tomorrow. I say make a decision today and renew it again tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you can even give yourself a couple of days per week where it could be your cheat days. You know what? If you don't want to be inspired, let's say on Saturday, don't be inspired. But be inspired at least 5 days a week. You've got to respect this principle 5 days a week. Now, I say 5 days a week not because it's sort of like a mathematical formula, but I say 5 days a week because you actually require to build energetic momentum. When you do what I am sharing with you in your own way to do it 5 days a week, then you build energetic momentum. Remember, we talked about you require those energetic deposits or that energy investment or that energy capital as you attract prosperity into your life. And so 5 days a week, is required because it gives you energetic momentum or energetic buildup as you go forward. Okay, so that was attracting, and once again, it was divided to motion and emotion. We talked about both of those. Let's talk about the third component or the third fundamental, which we said savvy and skill. Now, it's important for you to realize as an entrepreneur, you also have to be savvy. You also have to be someone who keeps, you know, learning and changing with the way the world is changing. And so often we are so afraid of change, but, you know, it's one of the fundamentals to being, you know, skilled and savvy and changing with times. It's one of the fundamentals to being successful when it comes to being an entrepreneur. You know, when I started 12 years ago, we were giving videos to people to watch a video. And I would drive, you know, 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 10 hours to go do a business meeting and sometimes go to another city and, you know, the person wasn't even home when they said to come. So that's the way I was building my business 12 years ago. And then about 8 years ago or so, it was, you know, leads. For the first time, we started calling leads. And I go, okay, so I mean, you know, I sit here in my home and I can call leads and I can talk to people. And so I started implementing that. And then today, you know, in addition to that, which, you know, doing warm market and cold market, as you know what that is, it's still fabulous today. But today we've got, you know, systems, and you've got cutting edge and, you know, fabulous systems with your Success University. Today at the same time, it's also about internet. You've got to learn the internet. I talked to some of the entrepreneurs who've been entrepreneurs for 7, 8, 9 years, and they go, no, I just don't want to learn that. Well, it's up to you, but if you don't learn at least a little something about marketing, at least a little something about what's going on with this new wave in addition to what you've already done, then in a couple of years, you may be a little too far behind. And so what you want to do is you want to learn. Now, I'm not telling you to go become an internet marketer, but at least, you know, for instance, do you have any articles out there posted with a link that comes to your website, you know? Do you know what blogging is? You know, are you doing that? And so what you want to do is you want to pay attention to some of that, which takes only a few minutes a day, but it also starts putting you out there like you are throwing seeds on the internet. Now bring in a new component, which is not only are you finding people, in addition to that, people are also finding you. And so you've got to become more savvy. You've got to become a better, more equipped marketer. And I'm totally okay with that because I understand that success has a left brain and a right brain component. It's about internal growth, external growth. It's about left brain, it's about right brain. And it's not just about one thing. You've got to bring all of that together, which is that learn component of inspiration. I require to learn different things, not to be overwhelmed by them, but to learn a little bit at a time because that's one of the ingredients of inspiration. When I am inspired, when I know how to attract with ease on a daily basis at least 5 days a week, when I become a more savvy, skillful entrepreneur, then I am the leader people are looking for. And this way, my certainty will far exceed my prospects' doubt, or my certainty will far exceed my audience's doubt. And in order for them to want to follow what it is I am sharing with them and to be inspired by that, they've got to be satiated by, oh, wow, you know, I can feel their certainty. And it's not just in what I say, it's also in how I feel. And so you really want to pay attention. To me, this is a beautiful component or a beautiful process, rather, to be an entrepreneur, you know. And to be an entrepreneur years ago used to be, well, yeah, you know, let's just go ahead and, you know, sell something and we're entrepreneurs. Today it's becoming much bigger, much more meaningful than that. And by the way, having been in this industry for 12 years, I must tell you that more people are joining the home-based business industry today than ever before. 180 to 190,000 people per week are joining their own business or the home-based business industry, and a lot of them via the internet, because people are realizing more than ever before that, wait a minute, you know, I've got to create my own reality show, you know. I've got to really, you know, this is really not working the way it used to, and it no longer satisfies me the way it used to. And so, you know, you've got to really pay attention to some of these components that I share with you, and I've given you the tip of the iceberg here, the very tip of the iceberg. There's a whole foundation underneath this tip that I, of course, you know, obviously I don't have time to share with you on this very short call tonight. And I look forward to connecting with you and sharing with you a little bit more as we go forward. But, you know, I know about your company and I know about the momentum and I know about the fact that so many people visit it on a daily basis. And congratulations for being with the right opportunity and the right leadership as you go forward. In addition to that, what I'd also like to do is give you a little bit of information about me. I'd like to give you two websites to check out, and then I'm going to give you a free bonus. One of the websites you certainly want to check out is elliedrake.com, which is my main site. And then there's another website called, for the ladies on the call, braveheartwomen.com, braveheartwomen.com. You want to check that out as well. But I'm going to go ahead and give you a free bonus, a gift on this call. And you can go ahead and get a copy of my latest book, and we'll go ahead and send you that book with actually an affirmation CD. You can listen to the affirmation CD yourself, or you can have, you know, anyone really can listen to that. And so I'm going to send you a book along with an affirmation CD as my gift to you. And all you do is pay for a small shipping and handling, so my office can send that to you tomorrow. And you do that by going to elliedrake.com/free book offer. So go to elliedrake.com/free book offer. And that is www.elliedrake.com/free book offer. So when you go to www.elliedrake.com/freebookoffer, you're going to see that book there. You're not going to see the affirmation CD. But for those of you who go ahead and fill out the form for us to send you the book by midnight tonight, I'll also put in there one affirmation CD absolutely free as my gift to you. And with that, once again, I look forward to connecting with you as we go forward, and I appreciate being on this call, and would like to express my gratitude to all of your leaders for doing what it is they are doing to enhance and shift the mindset of entrepreneurs and humanity in general. And with that, I'm going to give the phone back to you.
Thank you, Ellie. Fantastic, fantastic information. Never have I heard you speak more eloquently, more clearly, and more passionately, even tonight than last time. Just really amazing stuff. A couple of things that I'd like to just touch on, because I find it, your message sort of harkens back to some things that I recall from when I was standing on the platform and training and teaching quite a bit, is that so much of your message was built on the principles of inspiration and how to attract versus recruit versus the let me teach you a specific technique, memorize this word for word, and then say what I say. And I've always found that works so much better, and obviously it was really refreshing to hear you come from that perspective. Just terrific, terrific.
Absolutely, and yes, you're right. And, you know, to me, I'd rather be more in the moment and connect rather than sound like a bit robotic or rigid, because that's not the way to connect, especially today. You know, people are, in today's world, people are intellectually overwhelmed. And so it doesn't matter what I say, if I'm not connecting with them emotionally on some level, if they're not feeling at ease when they're speaking with me on the phone, then because we are intellectually overwhelmed with all the information that's going around, I'm not able to really benefit from that process as much as I could, or I'm not able to influence as much as I would if I just, I'm not saying not to use scripts or techniques, they're great, but, you know, you definitely want to allow yourself to come out, not just, you know, the script to be representing you.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
And I think about how many times I've heard in a training somewhere at some point that people don't know, or they don't care how much you know if they don't know that you care.
Correct.
And you could really hear that coming through in your message. Your 4 points on the recipe for inspiration, you know, I hope everybody had their pens going at full speed. I know I reached for extra paper at that point, and I've got some very detailed notes, you know, to learn, to laugh, to love, and to leave a legacy. And I think maybe the most compelling thing that I wrote down was that your way of living is actually your legacy. Not so much what you do or what you accomplish or how big your house or any of that stuff is, what kind of estate you might leave behind, but your way of living is a monument to your legacy. And I'm sure our audience really felt that tonight. So let's give the domains out again. You can go to elliedrake.com/free book offer.
Yes.
www.elliedrake.com/free book offer. And Ellie's offering you a free book. And if you take advantage of that tonight, all you pay is the small shipping on that, you get a free affirmation CD. And, I mean, that is just fantastic. It's not often that people are giving away such great content for nothing. And so I know I appreciate that, and our people will certainly benefit from that. And the ladies on the call should also check out Braveheart Women. And I know you do, before we go, you do some conferences for the women, don't you?
I do. You know, I truly feel it's also a part of my purpose to inspire women to you know, come from that place of purpose and perhaps become a little bit more savvy as well when it comes to, you know, their business. So, yes, I do that, and I enjoy that tremendously. And, you know, women are really getting to a point where they want to create a life of design for themselves and their families, be able to bring their husbands home, be able to really, you know, travel and create memories. And I feel like being an entrepreneur is the best way to do that. And you know what Matt Morris, my good friend, has done for you for everyone in Success University, and the way that you cultivate entrepreneurs is absolutely amazing as well.
Well, and you're absolutely right about that. When you finally see what we've been working on, that's going to be revealed this coming Saturday. We've got a huge event in Dallas this Saturday, and it's our first major rollout of a campaign that actually has just completed a world tour over the last the entire month of September. Matt and Tony and Johnny and the other leaders have been traveling the world. They started out in the UK, went down into South Africa, and over to Singapore, and they were rolling out a brand new program that we have to really help everyone in Success University build an amazing business and a full-time income. And Matt's standing on that with his word and with his guarantee. So it's just going to be a very, very powerful week. It was a great week to have you here to kind of get the ball rolling down the hill really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do pretty much with every one of these calls,
yeah,
I want to open up the lines and let our audience share a little bit of the love with you. So just hang on a second.
Absolutely.
This is Scott Dennison. I'm the Director of Education for Success University. It was great, Ellie, and hang on for a little praise and appreciation.
Thank you, Scott.